I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, July 10th. There have been 1,290 cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy. 1,095 people have recovered. There are now 11 active cases, and there have been 132 deaths. There are over 105,000 cases confirmed statewide. A homeless man in his 60s was being treated for serious injuries after apparently falling about 40 feet down a cliff at the Quincy Quarries. The man was rescued yesterday when a hiker heard him moaning. Officials believe the man may have been at the bottom of the cliff for at least 2 days. The technical rescue was complicated. However, crews are being praised for getting the man to safety. Congressman Joe Kennedy will join former Congressman William Delahunt in front of the Quincy Courthouse today at 5 o'clock to talk about how the pandemic is impacting local businesses and communities. Kennedy is on his jobs and justice tour across the state as he challenges Senator Ed Markey. Quincy Ward 1 Councilor Dave McCarthy says he wants the city council to meet at least once over the summer to talk about the plans for a new special education center. McCarthy is chairman of the finance committee and says the council still has to discuss the mayor's request for $14 million to create that new education center on Old Colony Avenue. The council did approve $8.5 million so the city could buy the building from Eastern Nazarene College. Quincy Zoning Board of Appeals will once again discuss a request from Louise Cafe on C Street to sell their parking lot. The board will meet Tuesday to review the plan that's been on and off again for the past 2 years. Louise says it needs to sell that lot to finance repairs to the restaurant that has been closed since sustaining damage from major storms in 2018. Opponents worry that restaurant patrons will park in local neighborhoods. It looks like most of the class of 2020 is planning on attending graduation ceremonies at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy this month. 313 of the 380 graduates at Quincy High and 200 of the 280 graduates from North Quincy High have registered for the ceremonies. North will graduate July 24th at 6 p.m. Quincy High will hold graduation on July 25th at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, July 10th.